Well, Google has a brand new phone out, and it's being called a game changer. The question is why? Well, the techie guy, Liron Segev, joins us now with the answer. Good morning, Liron.
Good morning, everybody.
So this isn't one of their big phones, I guess, right?
It's right. That is the beauty of this. It's not a flagship phone, and yet it's still a game changer. How cool is that?
Why is that? It's called the Google Pixel 3a?
Correct. So Google normally kind of launches a new phone, and, you know, as with every other manufacturer, it's the Google Pixel 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. Now they've recently released the 3a, which is the younger brother to the 3 that was released last year. And this is the 3a, and they've released something called the Google Pixel 3a XL, which is a slightly bigger phone. Now, what is really, really interesting about this phone is that it's not their latest. It's not the flagship phone. But the price is $399.
Wow.
And more. Yep.
Wow,
and
the price is right,
so
right?
The price is perfect. And you get so much bang for your buck here. It is an unbelievable device. I've been using it for 2, 3, 4 weeks now. And it's my main device. I've got my SIM card in this, and I'm not changing. This is really, really amazing. Some of the cool features that we should discuss it is obviously the camera. Everybody wants a decent camera on their phone. And Google is legendary for having the most amazing cameras. This is still carried through to the Google Pixel 3a. Lovely video, beautiful stabilization, so you don't get that shaky video as you're trying to chase your dogs or your kids around the playground. So it's all beautiful and streamed lovely. Great quality images for still photography. And they've even got a setting called Night Sight, which essentially what it does, it takes a series of photos when it's very, very low light. It will choose the best photo for you. It will optimize it for you so you don't actually lose that shot. It works. So I can say only good things about this little device. I got a whole bunch of videos on my YouTube channel if people want to see it in action. But it is highly, highly recommended. And the reason I'm thinking that this is a game changer is because at that price point, and it's available across most cellular providers in the U.S., this is a no-brainer. Why would you pay $1,000 for a phone when for $400 you can get the most amazing device? What do you guys think?
I think it's fabulous, and I'm really happy to hear about this. Now, I assume this is still on the Android platform. Is that right?
Correct. Yes, correct.
I want to know how they're able to do it so cheap when everyone else can't.
Well, I'm not so sure everybody else can't. I think we kind of conditioned us to always expect, well, the latest and the greatest is going to be faster processor, more memory, more expandable storage, better camera. The question is, for 90% of us, are we going to use these features? Will we notice the difference? I did a blind test where I took the Pixel 3a and then the Pixel 3 and then a bunch of other phones, and I shot a whole bunch of videos and some photos, and I handed the phone over to friends and people that I know, and I asked them to identify the best quality phone and the best quality pictures. And you know what? People were confusing a $1,000 phone with a $399 phone. I think this is beautiful. I think they're setting the path where we just don't have to spend that kind of money when we just don't need it for most of us.
Yeah, I'm curious about the performance. Is it fast? Does it have enough storage and memory?
Yeah. So the one downside to this, it doesn't have the normal expandable storage, so you cannot stick in a micro SD to expand it. I didn't have any issue with any of the performance. I was away on a conference last week, and we were mobile the entire time. So my phone was literally my only form of communication, social media, videos, emails, you know, the usual stuff. At no point did I find this to be laggy, slow. The battery life is ridiculous, 7-8 hours a day, no problem on this phone, in constant use. So I am kind of in awe of what they've done, and I think we're going to see more of people not pushing the price up, but actually understanding there's a mid-level market that is just tired of paying these prices for a device that's ultimately a tool for us to use.
Yeah, it sounds great. We're talking to the techie guy, Liron Segev.
Yeah, that was the Google Pixel 3a.
That's it.
Right.
And you can see videos and you said pictures on your YouTube channel?
Yes, I've got on, if you go to youtube.com/Liron Segev, I've got a whole series now on the Pixel 3a in action. You know, reviewing something in a lab is one thing, but reviewing it in the real world, well, that's where it really comes to, shows you what works and what doesn't. So now I'm releasing all the videos that I've been storing, and so people can see it working in the real world. I'm impressed.
Speaking of saving money, I guess a lot of people are turning to eBay to get some streaming devices, and you said it could put your family at risk?
Yes, please. This is, what's a tech show without some bad news, right? We have to have one of those. So what is happening is that people want to have a smart TV, but smart TVs are expensive. So what you do is you buy these little hardware devices to plug into the back of your TV, and then that gives you access to Netflix and Hulu and all those streaming services. But again, you got to pay for Netflix and Hulu and all those services on a monthly basis. So people are turning to places like eBay and Craigslist looking for hacked or pirated dongles or devices. Now, they're going to be at $75 or $100, but they come preloaded with lots of content that's been pirated and then access to Hulu and Netflix and all those services, but to the pirated version of them. So you think you're getting a great deal. But in effect, what's happening is you're getting malware installed onto your home system. They're on your network. They are siphoning information off your various computers, including cameras, enabling your family's pictures and cameras. So you just don't know what's happening. It's just not worth the risk. Do not do this. You're bypassing all the security because you're already inside the network. You're physically giving them access. We have got proof. We've seen this time and time again. Just don't do it. It's not worth it.
How can a device like that be sold?
Well, it's sold by individuals. So, you know, they have fake accounts. They put these devices up. They, as quickly as they find them and they take them down, new ones just simply sprout up. I mean, there was recently, they say 44% of people who have bought these devices have experienced some sort of malware attack in their home. And if you think of what you store in your computers and your family's pictures and all the private information and your banking details, and the scary thing is they can enable cameras remotely, and who knows what's streaming to somewhere in the world. It's just not worth the risk.
All right. Great advice as always. Liron Segev, the techie guy, your website, thetechieguy.com, right? All right.